Couple of education bills making their way through the process this year. One of those, I believe, is yours, Senate Bill 930.
That's right, Dean. Senate Bill 930 is a bill that I've filed for 2 or 3 years. It's legislation that has been passed by a number of states, and the states that I've investigated have found noticeable and measurable improvements as a result. It's a very simple application. It says that every attendance center, which basically means a school, sometimes there might be more than one school in a building, and so it, rather than being building assigned, it's attendance center assigned, that each one of those would have to be assigned a letter grade, that then the parents would be notified of two things. Number one, what their letter grade was for the school that their children are attending. And secondly, whether that letter grade is improving or not improving. Those are two pieces of information that we are hoping will engage parents more even than they are now in the education of their children. The idea is that a simple grade is what most parents understand. If their children bring home a grade card, I don't know what they bring home nowadays. In my day, it was a grade card, and you had an A or a B or a C or a D or an F, and we all know what those mean. If you have an A, it means you're doing very well. It doesn't mean you couldn't do better. There may be ways you could do better, but you're doing very well. If you have a B, it says it's you're still doing pretty well, but there's room for improvement. If you had a C, then it's time to wonder, is there something, you know, should I be talking to my son or daughter about whether they're paying attention in class? And if you get a D or an F, then you want to talk seriously about the importance of learning what they can in school and how important their education is to their future. The same thing could be applied to how well a school is doing, an attendance center, a K through 12, or a high school, or a junior high, or a middle school. Those are the things that I think parents, sometimes we presume too much on them. When all they have are the numbers and a long series of numbers and various measures on the DESE website, it isn't always easy to boil those down into, but how really is my son's school doing? We think that if each one of those attendance centers had a grade and also an indication whether that was grade was improving or deteriorating, parents would know a lot more. They would ask questions. They probably would want to get involved if the school was doing very well, even, because they would be excited that their school was doing well, and they might want to know what it is they're doing. If it's doing poorly, they're going to want to know what the school's doing to improve. That was something that we did have a hearing on. We did actually have the vote this week, and we have executed out of committee. The next step would be to turn it in to the calendar on the floor for perfection, and then hopefully that would move on through the legislature.
There's another bill that relates to education that I believe would require, I think it's universities, to let people know what it is they're actually teaching.
That's right. Senator Eric Schmidt's Senate Bill 767 was heard this week in our education committee. There was testimony in support of doing that. Senator Schmidt explained that what he was after here was for that parents and caretakers, those who are responsible for young men and young women who might be in college and who may be paying their bills, should have some idea of what types of courses are available and what's in those courses. I'm particularly eager to see this bill move forward because of some conversations I've had with a colleague in the Missouri House who's been doing some investigation, primarily at UMKC in Kansas City and some at Missouri University in Columbia, and investigating courses that are prerequisites or are required courses for graduation. And he's finding that some of those required courses, we're not talking electives here, we're talking courses that the university requires that you take to graduate. Some of them are extremely prejudicial in terms of being anti-certain population groups, anti-certain perspectives, worldviews, and just the kind of things that if most parents are probably not going to want their sons or daughters to sit through that kind of indoctrination. They're going to want them to be educated, not indoctrinated. And so that's something that I hope to do some more research on, what some of those required courses are and what their content is. But in the meantime, Senator Schmidt has the bill that says this has to be posted online, and parents need to be able to access that and find out what's being demanded and taught to their children, who they are responsible before, ultimately before God. And I just think that that's a transparency issue that really needs to progress.
Another of your issues, your bills rather, Senate Bill 8. 90 with regards to, I think, either DUI or DWI and the after effects of that.
That's right. This was news to me. I did not realize that this was already going on. But across the state, there are a number of programs that are called victim impact programs. They set up situations so those people who are guilty of DWIs can be sent to these. A judge can opt to send them to that as a part of their judgment against a DWI offender. Someone's been convicted. And there are victims or survivors who will come to these programs and will explain how their lives changed, what relatives, what parents they lost or siblings that they lost, and how their life was, what injuries they suffered and what kind of recoveries they had. Not confrontationally, but simply information for these DWI offenders to see what kind of an impact their abuse has had in other circumstances. And the reports that come back from these are generally very positive. There are those who say, I didn't realize the kind of impact I was having by taking the chance and driving under the influence of alcohol, and I'm just not going to do it anymore. And they really are appreciative of that. Senate Bill 890 stipulates that every DWI conviction has to sit through one of these victim program advocacy or victim impact program so that they understand the impact of their, I guess, violation of alcohol standards. And so we're hoping that that will be an easy bill to pass. It makes provisions for those who, for some reason or another, cannot. The program is not expensive. It's like a $25 program, and the DWI offender would have to pay that. If they couldn't, then the state would cover that expense from our corrections budget. But in most cases, they're going to be able to pay that fee so that it doesn't cost the taxpayers any money. And it very well may keep some drunk drivers off the road.